everyone, and welcome back to the 98 podcast. I'm your host, Kieran, and today I'm joined with Chris, Pamela, and Amber, my friends from high school. We thought it'd be really cool to do an episode where we recap 2023, just our experience overall, what we learned, and then talk a little bit about our goals for 2024. We have this fun little activity that we planned together. It's this bingo card of just like manifesting things we want to achieve in 2024. And it's a great thing that you could do with your friends and family as well. So you should check that out. But before we dive into that, let's talk about 2023. Starting with Chris, what would you give your year overall as like a review out of 5 stars? And what do you think you learned? Like, what's the biggest thing that you learned this year?
So I would rate my year pretty much like a 3.
Out of 5.
And I say that because, yeah, 3 out of 5. Because it wasn't really perfect, I would say. But I did learn a lot this year about myself and about the world around me. And I would say if it wasn't for those things that to happen, I'm not going to lie, I feel like I've become a better person at heart.
Love that. Love that. How about you, Pamela?
I would rate my year, I would say 3 out of 5. I had some, I don't know, I feel like I had a good and kind of average year. I learned a lot about myself, and I feel like I still need to learn a lot. I guess the one thing that I really learned is that I have to be really patient with myself, with my life. So, yeah.
Nice, nice. How about you, Amber?
Wow. I was expecting like out of 10. So I was thinking my year has been like a 6 or 7 out of 10.
Okay.
6 or 7 out of 10. But I guess that equates to about a 3 out of 5 like everyone else. Mainly because I feel like this was a boring year for me. And maybe that's just on me of like not being happy with what I have or had experienced this year. And maybe that's something I know I need to work on for next year, is like being grateful for the time I did have versus what I didn't have.
Nice. I would say for me, super unoriginal. 3 out of 5. I think we're all on the same page. Like, this year wasn't a flop, but like it wasn't the best, I think. And I don't think I've ever had like the best year, but I feel like it started getting better towards the end, at least for me. But it was pretty rough start, I would say. And we had that whole situation in April for me, at least. And yeah, not my best side. But I think what I learned is, I don't mean this in a shady way either. I think I just learned that my parents don't always have the answer, and I really have to like step up and make my own decisions and just become the person that I want to be. It's not going to be up to anyone else in particular to get me there. I really just got to dive in deep and, you know, do my thing. So yeah. Okay, cool. So we can now kind of go into 2024. I'm looking very forward to this year. I think that there's a lot of cool opportunities coming up, at least on my horizon. I don't know how you guys are feeling so far. We're technically recording this at the end of 2023, but are you guys excited for the new year?
I would say yes. I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
It's a fresh start for sure. Mm-hmm. Room for more growth and opportunities.
Totes. I feel like I've never been like super excited for the year, but this time I do feel like kind of amped for it. But yeah, let's get into it. Okay, so I would say maybe we could go one at a time. Or like, I don't know how you guys want to do this, but we have, so pretty much, let me explain to the listeners. We have a list of 24 to about 25 things that we want to achieve in 2024. It's like a bingo card that we're going to fill out. And then at the end of the year, we're hopefully going to do another episode just kind of like recapping our list and then seeing how many things we actually did achieve. So, for example, you could say something like, I want to travel to Mexico, right? And if you do that by the end of the year, you'll cross it off. And your goal is to get 5 across, right? That's how bingo works. But if you get a blackout and you do everything, I feel like we should have like some sort of prize or something, you know, to be like, yay, you did it. So the goal isn't to do like easy things like I'm gonna make my bed once, like that's pretty easy, but I think it'll be really cool to do some, add some challenges and like things that we really want to manifest. And I think what did you call it, Amber? It was like a mood board type of sitch, right? You're the one who kind of came up with this idea, so do you have any like other things you want to mention before we get started?
Yeah, so a lot of times during the new year, people do something called a vision board. Crazy. Can even be on a piece of paper. Last year I did one on Canva. Just did my own digital vision board, and got pictures from Google, but this is just another fun way of doing that.
Nice. And I feel like it's great to do it with friends or like family, just because there's like not an accountability aspect of it, but I think it just makes things more exciting too. So I'm glad we could do this together. Let's start off with, who wants to go first? Do any of you want to go first with your list? I feel like we could maybe just like list things off and then add comments here and there if we want to, or like, I don't know really how to do this.
Like we'll go like one by one.
We could do like, oh, what's your first one for everyone? And then we could do, okay, what's your second one? And just go down the list. But also the rankings don't really mean anything because I'm going to randomize it in a bingo card for all of us. But I think it's cool to kind of see the like psychology of what did we put first? And then also like, what did we have at the end? Because I don't know what your guys' experience was. Like pretty much I told each of them to come up with a list of 24 before we recorded this episode. And I personally had an easy time listing like the top 5 or 6. And then after that, it was such a challenge. And I had to keep counting to make sure I got 24 because I couldn't think of anything else. But what was your guys' experience like creating your list?
Like for me, the first couple, I would say like around 7 is, after 7, I was having trouble. Like, I was like, what else do you want to do? Like, it's like, I kept getting stuck. But, you know, I kept trying to think hard and push through.
Yeah. How about you, Pam?
It was the same. It was just, like, at the beginning, I was like, okay, I had, like, my first, like, 3 steps that I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But then, like, at the end, I was just like, okay, what else do I want to do? And then I started thinking, trying to think more deeply and, like, I don't know. I feel like I like my list.
Nice. Okay, Amber?
I like my list too. I agree with everyone else. Picking the first couple is very easy because those are some things that I've already had on my mind for a while now. Versus the ones towards the end of my list, like my last one is definitely, you can tell I ran out of an idea, out of ideas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. So let's get started. What was everyone's first thing that they wrote down? Let's go backwards. Let's go with Amber first and then Pamela and then Chris and then me.
Okay. So for mine, my first one is actually squares 1 to 3, like 3 squares. And it's to lose 15 pounds. Oh. And so I decided to break it up so that it would go into 3 squares. Because for like, I definitely want to lose weight, for another thing that I'll mention on my list later. And I feel like if I was to choose like 50 pounds, like that can be a little bit more harder to achieve because it's such a larger number and it's more intimidating. But, like, mm-hmm. by breaking up, I know 15 times 3 is 45. But, I mean, hey, if I can do the 45, then what's another 5, you know?
Oh. So you have 15, 15, and then 5?
No.
Wait, but, I mean, what do you mean 3?
Huh? Well, Because I didn't want to do 25 either. Because even that's still a larger number. So I was trying to find a way to fit in smaller numbers.
Okay, okay. So like so one of your things is to lose weight, right?
Yes.
So what do you mean 3 boxes?
So that way it's all in 3 separate squares. Like it all adds up to a larger amount of weight loss.
So they're going to total to something. Okay, gotcha. So you just skipped 1, 2, and 3 of your list of 24. So now that's you're on. Correct. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. I don't know why that was so confusing to me. Okay, Pamela, what about you? What's your first thing on your list?
To take my yoga classes. So I signed up for this yoga class, a membership, but hasn't opened. So I'm just like, that's my first thing I want to do, just to attend these yoga classes. I've always kind of wanted to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need it to become, I don't know, it would help me out. I want to be flexible.
What about you, Chris?
So my first one was to go travel to Guatemala either with friends or with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Guatemala for years, and I feel like it's a long time due if I maybe should go this year.
Nice. Okay, so my first one is to buy a house.
Okay. Wait, so are we going to like be going one by one?
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm going to say number 2. So the second thing on my list, now? It is going to take us a long time, but you just got to get through the list then, you know? You don't have to give me a whole essay about your like choices for why, but like...
could I just, I don't know. It seems like it's going to take us a long time.
What if we do like something on your list that's like the most exciting for you, or like pick one on the list that surprises you, or like people will be surprised for you, or
because I think our list is like it's 24 things, and everybody has 24 things. It'll take us forever.
I mean, it only took us 2 minutes to talk about the first one, but we could, you know, either go super fast because we've only been talking for 13 minutes. But that's also why I'm like, we could just be straight to the point and just list off our stuff. Or so since we just finished up the first one, we could talk about the last one on your list that took probably all of us, like it was harder for us to think of or whatever. Or do you want to do, let me figure this out. Cause now I was just planning for us to go through the list, but, are you guys, any of you have travel on your bingo card?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. So Chris just talked about his travel. Do you have another travel plan?
I do actually. My other one was to do a road trip from Maine to Florida.
Ooh.
East Very Coast. Specific, 'cause,
I know.
Yeah, the East Coast.
Nice. Cool. Okay. Pamela, what about you? Sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, you're good. You're good. No, I feel like I'm going to drag it on.
No, you should, because we're not going on the damn list anymore.
Okay. Well, the reason is how I'm collecting the mugs? I was going to use that opportunity to collect my, like, the state mugs as I'm traveling down to Florida. So I'm going to be collecting my little mugs and at the same time exploring the East Coast, which I've been to, like, South Carolina and West Virginia, but, you know, the other states on the way down, too. So I really want to do that so bad. So that's a goal.
Stop by Bojangles.
Oh, I already been. Already been. It's okay.
I love Bojangles. I love it.
Mm. Amber, your audio is lower. Are you further away from your mic now?
Yes.
Oh, damn it. It's so hard to coordinate with you four. Gosh. Okay, so Chris... That sounds really great. Pamela, where are you trying to travel?
What did I put? I just said travel again to Mexico, visit my family in Mexico. And then I just said do a road trip, like somewhere in California. with my friends or cousins.
Nice.
And then just travel with my mom, either outside of the country.
Oh, nice, nice. What about you, Amber?
I also put on my list to travel to Mexico, just because of the immigration process my husband and I are currently going through. And hopefully soon we get it passed. Mm-hmm. His immigration journey. But I know I have that in the near future, and something that I've been wanting to do for a while now. And I know Kieran and I have a mutual friend who is currently in Washington, but I've been trying to convince my husband for at least a year now for us to at least go to Oregon or Washington. And so sort of seeing my friend in Washington, like, inspired me to push it a little bit more, because at first I wanted to do a road trip to Oregon or Washington. And I've been before, back in 2013, and I loved it so much. But now I can experience more as an adult, and I would really love to go back, because I just thought it was so beautiful and fresh. And so our mutual friend took a train out there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I was like, who the hell are you talking about? What friend is in Washington? I don't even know anyone over there. But okay, sorry, continue. I'm so confused. I'm like scratching my head. Like, what the fuck is she talking about?
And so they mentioned the train ride, and I was like, oh, that would be faster versus driving all the way there. So that makes it even more possible to travel.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Okay, so for me, I am trying to travel to Scotland, London, and Hawaii. I think those are my three places I would love to visit. I have family in the UK, so it'd be cool if we could hit up multiple places, but those are the two places for sure. And then I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, and hopefully I can make that happen this year. Cool. Do you guys have any fitness goals? Okay, Amber already kind of talked about this, but do you guys have, like, specific fitness goals that you're working on? Or, oh wait, no, Pamela talked about this too already. See, damn it, you guys messed up my groove. Ugh. I'm so confused.
I have more.
Well, you can, okay, yeah, let's just talk about what other, like, fitnessy goals you have. Pamela, kick us off.
I'm trying to, I'm sorry. I'm trying to run a mile every day, 3 times a week, and get a personal trainer.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I'm then trying to buy a bike and ride at night, if that works. And then learn a new dance. And then go skydiving. Does that work? Does that count as a physical activity?
Right? If you're losing calories.
It's more like an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Cut that one off.
I mean, unless you're going to, like, you know. No, I think that'll count. Whatever. Works. That works. I'll go next. So I pretty much, let's see. I have it spread throughout, but, like, shoot, where to go? Oh, so I do also have, like, a fitness goal of trying to lose weight. I don't want to put, like, an exact number on it, but for sure, like, lose weight and then gain muscle is my goal. I also want to publish 3 dance videos next year, so dance is also on the table. I want to work on my cardio and my mobility. I've been seeing a lot on Instagram about having better mobility. So it's, like, beyond just stretching, like, are you able to get back up again quicker? And I want to make sure I'm keeping that into account, just because I feel like that's a big concern as you get older, especially when you hit 30, like, your joints and all that. So, yep, that's my thing. Chris, you got any fitnessy stuff?
I do, actually. So I have one where it says, like, work out at least 4 times a week.
Nice.
I don't know if you would count learn a dance routine and perfect it as one.
Okay. So me, you, and Pamela all have, like, dance on our card. I like that.
And then I also have one where it's not really or like go through a fitness challenge, like an, you know how like they have on Instagram like a challenge or like, and then you try to do it every day or a week or something. I want to do one and go Ooh. Through with it. And then lastly is, this is more like, I guess, nutrition, but like, you know how they say working out is only like 20%, but your diet is 80%. So I want to make sure to make my diet so it works for me and help go gain, get to my, you know, physical goals, if that makes sense.
I see. That looks good. Sounds good. Amber?
Yeah.
I know you already talked about it briefly.
I have a lot more.
Okay, wait. Talk closer to the mic, though.
I am.
Maybe a little louder.
So, one of the fitness goals I want to do, so a lot of my fitness stuff, I put numbers there to like give me sort of like a time frame to do it. So that way, I don't want to say like attainable, but it helps me be able to like measure how long I've been doing it. So like the first thing I have on my list is like do a 30-day yoga challenge. And I've actually done this in the past with yoga with Adrian. I do a lot of my fitness at home in the morning before I go to work. However, the last time I do it, it took me more than 30 days because I had a specific day that I would do yoga on, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it took me until maybe about March to complete it. So this year I want to try doing something different and doing it for the whole month of January. And then another one I have on my list is dance cardio for 21 days. And that can be whenever. This past year, it's actually something that I've discovered is I watched this girl on YouTube. She has the songs already picked out. And so what I do is, since I dance in the morning, I dance typically at like 5:30, 6 in the morning. And so I, since my husband is sleeping, I turn the volume down and I find the songs on Spotify. So that way I can just dance along to the music. And it's something that I found was really fun way to exercise. So I definitely want to start building that routine again.
I love that you said 5:36 exactly.
Yeah, it ranges from that time.
That's cool. What else?
And then similar to Chris for nutrition wise, trying to find ways to help my nutrition. Like I put meal prep for 21 days. And that's something I actually tried last year, which I noticed really helped, like expecting what I was going to eat and like at least having options to what I could make and cook or prep or take for lunch. Like I found that very helpful. And I think that's something that I want to get back into. And then the last one was a fun one. I put smoothie Sunday, like Sundays make smoothies.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Cool. I like that dance is honestly like a theme throughout all of ours. It's kind of nice. Okay. And then my other question is, what's something, and you probably have already covered it, but what's maybe the, so I'm going to ask two questions, but we'll go with the first one first, which is what's the hardest thing on your list that you're hoping to get done, I guess? And then what is the most exciting thing? So like look over your list real quick. And then I will call on Cristobal first to tell us what's the hardest thing on your list or the most challenging you think.
Okay, for me, my most challenging one, I would say, is to like cut off junk food. Like literally not like just eat like healthy food, like more homemade stuff. Because I just find it, it's just junk food is too accessible, like, and it's everywhere, and it is very hard, especially when convenience is, you know, a key factor to it. And then what was the other one again? Like the
Well, we'll do the
most
other one
excited
after,
one,
but
right?
we'll do that one
Oh,
after. I
okay.
just wanted to let you guys know there's two things I want to ask you. So think about both those things because it could end up being the same thing too, you know, like the most challenging but the most exciting too. Pamela, do you want to go next?
I think the most challenging that I wrote here is to write a short novel. I've been trying to do it for like years, but I always start on it and then I just never finish it, and then I go back and then I delete everything and then I start all over again. So I'm like, I have to at least finish one novel, even though it's like completely different than what I have, the ideas I already have in mind and what I've already written. So I'm like this whole for this next year, I'm trying to write a short novel. So I hope I
Cool.
do it.
That sounds cool. Amber, how about you?
I would definitely say my hardest one will be the losing of the weight, which is why like I split it up so much is so that it will be less intimidating for me. And I know that nutrition and exercise is going to be a big factor into this. And so trying to find a way to where I can consistently find something that works for me and also change my habits. Like for me, normally I'm not one for diets. I don't like the term diet. I think what I need is more of a lifestyle change, to help me accomplish this. But yeah, that's definitely something that's intimidating for me.
I do think it's really cool that your bingo card seems to be filled with things that are going to help you achieve other things on your bingo card, right? Like healthier eating habits or exercising like this way will get me to lose the weight, which will cross off another thing, which I did not think of. All my things are like either not like associated with each other. So, I think that's kind of cool that you. I don't know if you did that on purpose, but like it definitely sounds really cool.
Yeah, I did do that on purpose, and so I'm actually excited to share what my next one is because it actually relates to something.
Okay, you're getting ahead of us because I did think of another question, but I think maybe we could actually use that as a way to wrap it up. But, oh, wait, let me do mine. Wait, what was my hardest thing? I freaking lost where that was. Okay, mine is very similar to Amber's. It is the like weight loss thing, but it's not even just like, oh, lose weight, but it's like, can I keep it off is the biggest thing. Because I feel like I do go through fluctuations where I'm losing weight, but then I get it back, and hopefully gaining the muscle will help with that. And then the other thing is I'm trying to set up healthier boundaries with friends and family, and I feel like that's going to be a challenge for me because I feel like I'm a very available person usually, and with this year go the future of the 2024 going the way that I think it's going to go, I'm going to definitely need to do some sort of like boundary setting, and I think that's going to be a little hard, but we'll see. Okay. Let's go into the exciting things. Amber, you're going to kick us off because obviously you're ready for this. Tell us, what are you excited for, girl?
I feel so weird saying this, but the reason why I want to lose weight is because eventually I want to get pregnant and have a baby.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh my God.
Wait, really?
Yes. Yes, I'm serious.
Oh my
So
God. Wait, I was
excited.
not expecting that. I was like, why do you want to lose weight? I don't understand. I mean, I get it, but I didn't think it was that. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, and it's funny because I specifically wrote get pregnant because saying have a baby sounds much nicer, but the thing is, a baby may not come in until 2025, you know? So
ooh.
That's the rest of the year to figure it out.
Oh my God.
I'm freaking out.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we should have had you go on last. Ours are going to sound stupid now.
No. Well,
I'm just projecting. But like... Oh my God, that's exciting, Amber. I'm gonna hope for that. We gotta make sure we cross that off the list.
Thank you.
Cool. I'm gonna start working out with Amber.
Yeah, I feel like we do just gotta do it. I feel like she's gonna get it done. Okay, who wants to follow that, I guess? Nobody. Okay, I'll go next because like mine's kind of like, wait, what was the question again? What did I ask you guys? Most excited, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to mention two things because I'm going to edit this out depending on how I feel about it later. But I think I am looking forward to I'm looking forward to the home stuff that I already talked about, but I'm also like, one of the things on my list was fall in love, and I think that might happen sooner or later. So I'm excited about that. That I'm done.
Okay, I'll go next. So one of the things on my list that I'm excited to do is I put to host a party or a small gathering at my house, because I really want to do that, and I'm going to make it happen this year somehow. So I want to do something cute and fun since I finally have somewhere to do it, you know? With no one to tell me what to do.
Oh my gosh. You got to host Amber's baby shower.
Oh my God. That'd be amazing. That's so amazing.
That sounds cool, Chris. Then, I love that. I also have hosting on my list, which is kind of interesting, but sorry, continue.
Oh, I want to share one more. Something random, but I really want to do this though, is to take a professional family picture. I just want to do that, and I want to make that happen this year. I feel like I want to get it professionally done and have it cute, you know?
Yeah. That's so cool. Nice.
Some of the things I'm excited to do.
Nice, nice. Pam?
Oh, okay. One thing I'm excited to do on my list is do a solo camping trip.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be... I'll probably just take my dogs with me, just, like, go on my own and just be out camping on my own, swimming on my own, my dogs. I think that'd be fun. And, like, do night walks, you know, alone. Mm-hmm. It sounds scary, but, like, I kind of want to do it so bad. And then another one is probably just go on dates with my mom. I feel like something that'd be fun to do. Just like plan like, oh, you know, a spa day or going out to like eat at a restaurant, just her and me, instead of bringing all my brothers and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So just having like a mom and daughter kind of bonding thing. I think that'd be fun too.
Nice. I like that. Okay, so we had very similar things up until now, and then the most exciting things is where like I feel our life paths are going in different directions in a good way. I don't know if you guys noticed that too as we were sharing. It's like one of us is trying to get pregnant, you know, another one is doing another thing, and another person's hosting stuff, and one wants to find herself and camp and hang out with her mom, you know? Like it's just like different. I love it. It's kind of interesting. Cool. Okay, well, my last question is, what is the easiest thing on your list to achieve, you think? Like, what are you, like, either you're planning to start off by doing that, or you're just like, I'm gonna, you know, like, this is gonna be like a one day, like, meh, you know? Do you guys have anything like that? Because I have one in mind. Mine is to get a Japanese scalp massage and haircut. And I'm planning to do that hopefully next week. Get her done, you know?
I guess for mine is probably running a mile. I do that either way, but I feel like I need to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I could do that. So probably just running a mile.
Like mine is kind of random, but I think this is achievable. Like I just have to do it one day and sit down and do it, which is make homemade croissants.
Ooh.
Okay.
There's something random because I was like, I want to get into baking and stuff, so I was like, I want to start with something random. I know croissants are super hard to make, but it doesn't hurt to try.
Chris,
I hope you
you
do it when
gotta,
you host.
yeah, you gotta host Amber's baby shower and then make croissants.
And do your croissants.
3 days off the
Little
list.
baby
Me and
croissants,
Amber will
yes.
dance so we can
Oh
all mark off stuff from our list. Cool.
Okay, now, just before I say this, are we gonna be sharing the last thing on our list? Because I'm debating between two.
Nah, let's just go with this as our final.
Okay, so I would say the easiest thing on my list that I wrote was take a shot for 2025.
What do you mean? Like an actual shot or like a shot?
Yeah. Yeah, but
Nice.
who knows,
Okay.
depending on how my other challenge goes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like,
Okay, if not, then I'll go to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Well, that's cool. Yeah, that's kind of all I got. I mean, do you guys have anything else that like how was this process of coming up with the list? Your thoughts on the list, thoughts on each other's lists, I guess, or all that fun stuff.
I realized, like on my list, I wrote one of my things was like no more alcohol, but one of the other things is go to a wine tasting. Oh my God.
I mean, you can still go, but then not drink, I guess. I do have that on my list too.
That make sense? I'm dead. I can't believe
Funny,
myself.
Chris.
I didn't realize that until now.
That's cool. What else we got? Anybody else? Anything else you guys noticed reflecting
I
on your
noticed
list?
from my list that I kind of want to go out more. I'm like, go to a concert, go to a museum, road trips. I'm like, I feel like I've been hanging out in my house too much
I see.
this year. Because I guess I'm just so used to going out a lot and traveling. I haven't done it this year.
Nice. Amber?
Yeah, for me, I realized that I actually forgot something from my list. When we first started to think about what we wanted to, like when we wanted to do this idea, something came up to my mind, but as I was writing it, I didn't think about it. So something that I wanted to add to my list was moving. I
Oh.
don't know where, but moving somewhere other than where I'm at now. Well, I think it's time for an upgrade. We just celebrated 3 years of living where we're at, so I'm ready to move.
Yay,
You
let's
know, I'm
move.
excited for Amber's I want you to get pregnant.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, anything else? Any other thoughts, vibes on this? Because we'll just see how, we'll check in with each other periodically, but we could do an episode at the end of the year and see, like, actually, did we achieve these things? And I want a
Like a
copy of
check
everyone's
in.
list by the end of the evening, just so I can get you your bingo cards by January 1st. And so that you can't update your list. So give me something at least by tomorrow or something like that.
Got it.
Woo!
Okay.
This is
Okay.
exciting. I love how none of us have read a book and we're supposed to be doing that in our book club, right?
I
I
haven't
do have
read a
like
book once
I
in
have it
a
in my list,
while.
but I didn't think it was exciting enough.
Me
Me too,
too.
so I
Really? No, I don't even have it on my list at all. Well, we're supposed to start a book club. We'll see how that goes. But awesome. Well, thanks guys for sharing and reflecting. Thank you everyone for listening. For more information, you can check out our Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, website, whatever. And until next time, bye-bye. And Happy New Year. Bye. You guys want to say bye?
I was supposed to say bye.
Bye.